A very, very good morning, Dina Diamond. How are you?
Good morning. Panic. There's so much.
I know. Where does one even start?
I don't know. The words of Shirley Bassey. Where do we begin?
No, really, there's so much to talk about.
There is so much going on. I mean, first of all, I just have to say that I know that I just want to like mark it because it is World Holocaust Remembrance Day. And for anyone who has not been to Poland, it's something I never wanted to do. It's something
Dina,
I
haven't
was
been
too
to
dark,
Poland.
Too dreary.
I'm
but
too scared.
You have to go.
I'm too
you
scared.
Have to go.
I've been to no. Czechoslovakia. I've been to, I've been to Berlin and a lot of those areas. I find Poland. I think of it
exactly.
as this dark cloud, and I'm petrified.
That's exactly why I didn't want to go for many, many, many years. And then one day I was walking, I was dropping my kids at school, and I bumped into Ramon Woodmont, who's the rabbi, Ramon Woodmont from Mizrahi, and he goes with J Roots. I heard you speaking to J Roots earlier. And he said to me, you know, we are the last. He goes, are you coming on the tour? And I was like, I don't know. It's like so hectic. It's so dark. Again, for all those reasons
exactly.
you mentioned.
Yeah.
And he said to me, you know, we are the last generation that can go with the survivor.
Yes. Yes.
And with the survivor, we did go. And an amazing man. Again, when they talk about the survivors, that absolute zest for life, that determination, that which is what got them through the Holocaust.
When you look at all of the studies, you know, the man's search for meaning.
Exactly,
it's people that have the positivity and the strength and energy and resilience. To survive. And that's really, it actually pertains to every aspect of our lives. You know, I'm giving a talk on positivity in South Africa tonight.
An
interesting, an interesting topic following Davos. and all sorts of other things. But the reality is that more and more research is showing us that, is that people that are positive and people that have that resilience and that zest for life actually are healthier, live longer, sustain better relationships. It's very good for us.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of these survivors, most of these survivors land up going to Israel with nothing. They had lost their families. It was completely decimated. They had literally nothing. They had no possessions. They didn't speak the language. Everything, like it was a total mix, and they'd survived the concentration camps forever. But when I say go to Poland, you have to, first of all, when you go, it's not just about the death and the decimation.
Well, that's what Naftali Schiff was saying before. We begin with life and end with life.
Absolutely. And I think it's a celebration of life and the fact that we are still alive.
Gimple,
no matter the cruelty.
Gimple says, is it true that you don't hear birds tweeting there? I have heard this as well, but I don't know if it's a thing or not.
You know, I mean, now that I think about it, I don't recall birds tweeting.
Interesting. I don't know what the I have heard this.
I don't remember. I don't recall. I actually don't recall birds tweeting. And I was there also in the spring. But when you go and you actually see it for yourself, so you do. You go actually and you go to the old schools.
See, also our images. My images is all black and white because of how we've viewed it
and grown up. Absolutely, as was mine.
Yeah. So it's almost quite must be quite strange to go and see the country in colour.
It is, although, I mean, I still think there's a bit of a haze of grey over it.
Is there?
There is.
Well, there must
I felt,
be.
I felt death
be.
The whole time.
So much death.
And
so
I mean,
much
even,
death.
Even the day we went to Auschwitz, it had been like, it was spring, so there were nice days, the sun was shining. The day we went to Auschwitz, the skies opened, the clouds came, the wind blew, and what happened is a lot of, so what happens with the Israeli army, with the Israeli officers, when they actually, are going through their training, when they are graduating, they go to Poland, they go to Auschwitz, they go to the death camps to actually show you this is why we have a state, this is what we're protecting. We're protecting life, because had there been a state,
six million Jews would not have perished.
It would have been a very different story.
Very different story, yeah.
And, as we got there, these busloads of officers were coming out in their uniforms, and they were holding Israeli flags. We were holding South African flags, and we had a survivor with us named Dov Landau, who is just a phenomenal human being with so much life and so much spirit. He was just amazing.
Incredible.
And with this wind blowing and the clouds coming over, so what the other officers as well had a survivor with them, this old woman, and they were carrying a Sefer Torah, and we made a guard of honor for them, so a huge long line, and the army officer was blowing the bugle.
Right.
And as they walked through, there was an entire parade, like literally of them walking through the gates of Auschwitz. Not on the defensive, not as prisoners, not as those going to their death, but as people for life and showing that it will continue. So it was such a powerful moment. It was an unbelievable moment and something that does change your life. So yes, it is hard to see it. It is hard to go to Auschwitz and see the hair and the spectacles and the suitcases of those who were killed there and were murdered there. But when you actually, and you realize every single suitcase, every pair of glasses, every...
Was a person, a member of a family, a son, a daughter, mother, father.
But what you do through that tour is you enjoy and also you celebrate the lives that there were and the lives that continue. So it's got that life and the death. So we laughed, we cried. I mean, so it was a total emotional journey, but something that you have to go on. It's something you have to go on.
Everybody keeps saying to me,
it's not even a question. And again, I told you, I was never going to go. You have to go.
34519 or 0618951019. I would love you to join our conversation. I'm chatting to Dina Diamond. So much to talk about.
So much. I mean, the world is going mad. I mean, Kobe Bryant.
What a way to wake up this morning.
And I saw it last night, actually. And I mean, he was just an absolute basketball legend. I mean, he was known by heads of state, by celebrities around the world. I mean, Alicia Keys did a tribute to him in her concert. And it's just, again, a huge loss. There's so many images of them.
Beautiful images. What a relationship they very clearly had.
I know. And you can see, everyone said he was just an all-round great guy. I mean, I actually went to an LA Lakers game.
Wow.
So that was very fortunate. But, I mean, also, just a phenomenal player and also gave to charity. Had amazing, engagement with everyone and his 13-year-old daughter. A tragedy. Absolutely,
really terrible indeed. Yeah. So
we are going to get on to better things.
Yeah. I've been promising people we're going to lighten it up 16 minutes in.
I wanted to make it lighter, but I thought it was inappropriate.
Okay, go light.
I went on a date with a Polish guy in November. There were no beds drinking there. There was no color.
Was it all black and white?
Yes.
Well, there we have it. So, Kimball, you shouldn't have asked Dina the question. You should have asked the Natty. She went on a date with a Polish guy.
She's got far more insights than I do.
Were you having some Polish drinks?
But hold on. Can we talk about that Polish accent? I don't think it's a cool accent.
The Polish accent? I don't know, hey?
Do you think it can work, that Polish accent?
It depends. I was going to go there, but I just don't know.
No. We've seen your accents.
A friend of mine and I, we actually did go to Berlin afterwards to see all of the other sort of stuff, but also just to look at Berlin because it is a phenomenal city. And we'd been in Poland and we just to make things lighter, you know, people do the grave jokes and stuff. I think we've been through that. We're putting on our little Polish accents. And when we got to Berlin, we were in the elevator and there were these Americans and we were talking to each other in Polish accents in English. And they must have thought that we'd completely lost the plot. But it was just sort of a continuation.
Yeah.
Making it lighter.
But you do, because I think you go from that extreme. You've just been through all of these emotions. Absolutely. And you've just got to find a way to lighten it up a little bit.
I don't remember if we saw cute Polish guys.
What happened with that? It obviously went nowhere.
Oh, no, he was so militant. I was like, I can't do this.
A militant Polish guy.
I can't do this.
Oh, no, it's too much of a cliche.
Too straight. I was like, oh, no, it was too
straight. For the first date,
I was like, no, I can't. I was so tired by the end of the date.
Okay, hold on.
What does that mean? I feel like there's some explanation.
Yeah, we need more.
No, guys, it was too much. The rules and asking me about my career, where I see myself. It's too much.
Did it feel like an interview?
Oh, it's interview.
In 5 years. Exactly. What are your strengths? Yeah. How do you handle crisis situations?
I'm so tired. I didn't even drink alcohol. That's how tired I was.
Oh, you would have needed alcohol. Three people on a plane, two parachutes.
Right. No, that's definitely.
Oh, he's a Nazi. Sorry.
Dov says he's Polish by descent. So take it easy.
Listen, so am I. I've got half the one family of Lithuanian passports currently and half with Polish.
Oh, so it's an interesting story.
You can get Polish
around passports. The Lithuanian passports. I heard about somebody on the weekend who successfully got the Lithuanian passport and has now been called up to the Lithuanian army.
No. Oh my gosh, what do they do? There's nothing going on in Lithuania.
Well, you still don't want to go to. Do you know that, I mean, we've spent centuries avoiding the Russian armies as Jews.
Okay. But yes. don't they know really? How old is this individual?
This individual is around about 20, 21 years old.
Oh, really?
And he has just been called up to the Lithuanian army.
Wow, that's interesting.
Apparently works on some kind of a quota system. But people should know before you go that route that you might just be one of them. We are going to get more details around the story, but quite a shock,
so
I would imagine.
Let me tell you, after Poland, I decided that I was now on this historical venture. I was actually going to go to Lithuania because that's where my dad's whole family's from, and my mother's actually, and besides the Polish side.
Right.
And I actually ended up going to Lithuania. So one of my great uncles had actually written a book about their life in Lithuania.
Amazing.
And I'd grown up hearing about the Krakow Nova Society my whole life, and we had every wedding you'd get a mezuzah presentation from the Krakow Nova Society. And I finally decided with friends of mine that had gone with me on the Polish tour, we decided to go to Lithuania. And one of the friends comes from Latvia, so we went to Riga. Mm. And we drove from Riga to Lithuania and all around Lithuania, and it was a phenomenal experience. It's just wow. I mean,
incredible.
I phoned my father going, Dad, I'm in Krakow Nova. I mean, you know, you're phoning someone on a cell phone.
And who's actually can relate to this.
Absolutely.
They've grown up with it. Rachadi says, laughing out loud, I'm starting to think that Zanati's Dating Chronicles needs to be a segment. I think so too, as well.
I think it might even be a reality show.
One day.
That is very, very funny. Hazel says, birds do sing in Poland. I especially set out to prove or disprove that myth. Issue is that you're so taken in with everything else that you hardly notice, which I think is absolutely true. I would imagine. And interesting, here's a picture of Hazel. Thank you for sending it with Dov Landau, who Dina was talking about as the survivor that accompanied them. Hazel says, just phone today and book. Dina articulated it perfectly. Just do it.
Be like now.
Yep. All right, Zanati, what were you saying about your Polish guy?
Oh, gosh. So I met him on Tinder, and his profile...
So she swiped the wrong way.
And he didn't lie to him, because in his profile, he says he's into ambitious women. He's not into Barbie dolls. But I'm like, hey, boy... But Barbie dolls can also be very ambitious.
Yes, that is very
Absolutely.
Sexist. Very sexist. Why can't you be both?
And they now come in a range of shapes and sizes and colors.
Exactly. So I actually thought that I'd go on the date to show him that actually Barbie dolls can be very ambitious.
Oh,
he was like,
I love it.
Yeah, no, ladies, your looks don't last forever, but your brain does. I was like, what's this?
Ooh. Actually, I know so many senile women. I don't know, they were, and men, but I don't think anyone's brain lasts forever, but that's something completely different, I suppose.
I know for sure.
Yes.
And then he tells me that he does intermittent fasting. Listen, he's hot.
And yeah, I think that's a qualifier.
Yeah.
Well, after all this, I was going to say, so why did you go?
It was scientific.
Yeah, he was hot.
Did he tell
bottom line,
me?
Yeah.
I considered for like a second that maybe I should try intermittent fasting, but I was like, no.
She intermittently fasted between the first week and the second.
Exactly. No, it was too much, guys. I was like, I can't do this.
Can I just ask you, not being an expert on Tinder, so you go out on one date, right?
Yes.
And you find him incredibly boring. Maybe he likes you, maybe he... How does it work from then? Do you...
Well, before you actually meet, the conversation moves to WhatsApp.
Oh, so it does move to WhatsApp.
Yeah, it does move to WhatsApp.
So it's not like an Airbnb thing. Then it remains.
book and stay.
No.
Well, I didn't mean... Okay, it doesn't matter. But I mean, you don't talk through Tinder. You then move to WhatsApp.
Yes,
move to WhatsApp.
This is a facilitation one. So they don't take money.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Okay, so then you move to WhatsApp.
Booking.com, make sure they get
and then
the
it's,
money.
And then
you move to a date.
Right.
And then that's where you find out that they're actually very boring.
Boring and controlling.
And look nothing like their profile picture.
I would imagine. Did this guy, by the way, was he still hot when you met him?
No, he's hot.
He's a bit okay.
Shouldn't mind this poll. Right?
We probably tried like talking to each other for like the next week after that.
Oh, so you did try.
Then I guess we both realized that actually it's not working.
Yeah.
Cultural differences.
Yes. Because he's saying that she doesn't really have ambition.
Exactly.
She's just Barbie. Right. Like, thank you.
Exactly. And her looks won't last forever. Okay. So what on earth is a Dolly Parton challenge?
Well, seeing that Zanatti started.
Mm-hmm. She started it, yeah.
She did. Zanatti, it's all your fault. Right, but then again, so did Dolly. So Dolly, who's a beautiful 74, I think she is at the moment. I mean, can you believe
yes,
that?
Yes, I was actually watching. I'm not proud of it. But on Netflix, okay, there's a whole new Dolly Parton series.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Where she does an intro and she sings a song and then it goes back into a very, what do they call that women?
Montage.
No. What's that channel? For women and all these love stories and Hallmark. It's a very Hallmark movie. But I did watch one or two of them when traveling anyway.
No, it's all for your research, we understand.
Right, exactly.
Not for your personal consumption. Anyway, so Dolly Parton, who for those who don't know, I mean, I don't know how anyone doesn't know who Dolly Parton is, but she's a country western singer, actress, a whole bunch of other things. Anyway, so she, went to, Twitter and Instagram with a little profile pics of herself. So one is a LinkedIn picture of herself, one is a Facebook picture, one is an Instagram picture, and one is a Tinder picture. And then she wrote underneath, "Get you a woman who can do it all," with a little smiley face.
I like that.
So it's fine. I mean, I think she did it just to like show like, so these are all kind of the different characters that one would post. So obviously every single platform has a different personality. So LinkedIn is your very professional profile.
The Polish guy wanted me to be LinkedIn.
Yeah, you see all the time. He wanted you to be linked all the time. He didn't want you to have the multifaceted.
So he needed
like,
you.
That
but
you
I
know.
Actually think that's a great metaphor for
exactly how you want to see.
How you want to see. Because if you can't accept that somebody is all of those, then mm-hmm. that person's not for you.
Absolutely. And also I think it's a social commentary. I love it. Mm. Love it. So
I haven't thought deeply about it until right now.
You know when they say what did David Abrams say the other day? Sometimes something is just a something?
Yes, it wasn't a muffin. It was something
else. It was a
poem,
a word.
It was something is just, cigar is just a cigar.
Something. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. Which someone attributed to someone famous, which
Freud.
Really is probably nonsense.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
I wasn't even going to go there because I think it's just unfair to Freud. Anyway, so the whole thing is that like LinkedIn, so that's your professional profile. So everyone always puts, you can't put a picture of you lying on the beach on LinkedIn.
Right.
It's sort of like just
doesn't really
incongruous.
Work.
Absolutely. Mm. Then Facebook is always like your friendly, like family profile.
Right.
Hi, so nice. This is me.
Yeah.
Instagram is always because of all the different filters and all of this. It's like the best of you. It's like the exciting you. It's the
living your best life.
Living your best life, looking your best. That's your like kind of Instagram.
Pretending to have money when you're broke.
I mean, I've seen programs on these people. I know, it's insane. And like proper influencers who like are nada. Anyway,
no.
So,
we've got to come back to
for
that.
For a whole new time.
Yeah.
And then obviously your Tinder profile, which is your dating profile, which makes others... I was going to say of the opposite sex, which I can actually say because Grindr is the opposite one.
Right.
Actually,
so Tinder's only for heterosexual couples.
Is it?
No.
Well, Grindr, I think
I thought Grindr's for gays.
No. Grindr's only for people that are homosexual.
But Tinder
for queer people.
Everyone else. Tinder's LGBTQ plus minus.
Oh, Tinder's everybody. Yes. Okay, got
all inclusive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
Everything.
Right,
it's
like the bathrooms these days.
Right,
anyway,
exactly.
And then your Tinder profile is a little bit of a sexy shot.
Right.
Risque.
So are we allowed to look at Zanatti's Tinder profile? I'd love to look at Zanatti's Tinder profile.
I feel like you guys need to send me photos and I'll compile your little...
Just go to my Facebook. Post it up there.
I saw what you posted, but is that your genuine Tinder profile picture?
No.
I know not to trust this woman.
You know what you need to log on? You need to log on as a very good-looking Polish man. And
because you know why? I'd love to upload it on my Tinder, but the problem is I just thought that it would be misleading because I don't weigh...
what you wear in your Tinder profile.
Exactly, that's the thing.
The picture that
I put on my Facebook for the Dolly Parton challenge, that was like 2016, and I'm like, gained like so much.
That's what people are using.
I just want to mislead people, my Tinder dates, thinking that.
Look at you, so honest.
I have
Hold on. Are you honest in your Tinder profile?
I am.
See, she wants people to know when it's her in the shopping center, they're waving. Like, in the hotel, walking around looking for your date. No, that doesn't look anything like it.
Exactly, no. Yeah, exactly. My date didn't weigh 170 kilos.
Exactly. Let me tell you, like, Amy Schumer, whom I love,
yes.
did a movie. Oh. what's it called? I'll think of it now. On that little sort of profile. Yes. And like, so when someone's meeting the date or whatever, and she comes, and she's obviously not the date, and then right. she lands up extorting money from them, but it's a genius movie.
Amy Schumer is funny. I mean, she's just a little,
off the wall.
Off the wall.
Love her.
Yes.
Love anything that she's in, I will watch.
Exactly.
She's
marvelous. Janine said, please avoid the N1 and November 1 and north from Rivonia towards Buccleuch Interchange. Must be an accident. Very heavy traffic. It's hardly moving. Thank you, Janine. Paul Fisher, thank you for your message. I realize that the joke that you sent me is from a friend. It is anti-Semitic. I'm not going to be reading it out. Your point is well made. And I think it speaks to perhaps a lack of sensitivity that people had towards the real suffering during the Holocaust. Just going back to the Dolly Parton challenge story, what made this suddenly become a thing?
Well, first of all, Dolly is, like, she's world, like,
no,
famous.
I'm a huge fan.
You know what I mean? She's massive. Mm. And I think it just, she brought out a truth, a global truth that was just so, like, in your face. And also, not only that, but everyone is so, like, self-obsessed with their photos and how many pictures they're taking. I mean, all you have to do is be on the holiday on any beach and you just watch. I mean, people, I think, spend more time taking freaking selfies than they do actually enjoying the ocean and the surroundings and everything. So what this actually gives you, and which is really amazing, and also all the celebs climbed in. So she is actually, I think, Miley Cyrus's godmother.
She?
So, yeah.
I had no idea.
Country and Western, baby. Like,
yeah, but
it.
I mean, she's got to be very, very disappointed in some of Miley's behavior. Because that's not Dolly.
It's not.
Dolly Parton is not
hello,
that.
Hello, Dolly. It's not you. No. Not really. But so Miley herself did a few, actually. So one was a Hannah Montana one. So Hannah Montana in her good days. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
When
she
right,
was playing
right.
that character for the different profiles. And the, like one of the most risque one was her lying with her leg up in the air, you know, of Hannah. So innocent. And then the Miley one.
Yes.
Which obviously
right,
wasn't
right,
as innocent,
yes.
but did a proper like shout out to her and said like, if you don't know who Dolly is, like send a fax. You don't even know what a fax is. It was very cute.
Oh, that's
it was
lovely.
Very
oh, that's lovely.
It was lovely. And then all the other celebs climbed in. Like Mark Ruffalo, like he did one of like in LinkedIn. I mean, also such a
his
cool
his was
guy.
Brilliant, even though I can't stand Mark Ruffalo.
What do you
I
mean?
Think he's, because I think he's the most brilliant actor.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant actor.
Do you hate him for his talent?
No, I hate him for his political views.
Oh, okay.
I think he's a moron. And I think he should just act. He
again,
is a
that's
gifted,
like a Polish guy.
Gifted actor. He is, I think, one
he
of the best
actor.
Of our generation, but he just needs to stop talking
yeah.
when he's not acting.
Yeah, I mean, he looks great in his
He does.
His,
I liked it. Yeah. Irritated me that he looked good in
he
that.
He looked so
yeah.
good. His Tinder profile was, wow. yeah. Did you see this, Nancy?
I did not see it.
It's so cool.
So he's half naked with a towel.
A yellow towel.
A yellow towel on his head. Wow.
How
wow.
cool is
I
that?
I love it.
And also, I mean, every celeb went in. I mean, Janet Jackson went in there.
And then, of course, the Jimmy Kimmels did one for predictably Donald Trump.
Yeah, I love
made him
it.
Look as, obviously, as appalling as possible.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, it is a thing. Have you heard of it? Have you got behind it? What do you think? Do you want to do something like that? Is it just harmless fun? I'd love to hear from you. 34519 or 0618951019 and shout out to the doctor. Time is 8:41, about to go 8:42. That is Dolly Parton. And of course, a shout out to Dolly Parton for the Dolly Parton Challenge.
Absolutely. And I also think people just love that opportunity to take the best photos that they have of themselves and show those personalities.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Linda Warren says, good morning, Mayhem team. I have three of her CDs and her LP. What's
Ooh.
An LP?
Howard, I'm sorry, you can't say
oh,
that.
Hold on. But she skips the song. Sigh, why?
What?
No.
Linda?
Which song?
Jolene.
Jolene?
That to me is one of the most heartbreaking, heart-wrenching songs ever written. She's begging her, please, not to take her man just because
exactly.
she can.
Mm. Exactly. I'm sorry. I'm now showing you. Now that we're on it, we have to see every single Dolly Parton challenge.
Okay,
the
so
new
who's
one.
This now?
This is Cara Delevingne.
Oh, it is too.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I absolutely
yeah,
love
that. Yeah, the Tinder one's a bit scary, hey?
Exactly.
So Zanetti, you're saying about your Tinder profile pictures?
Yeah, no. So, you know, so obviously for the Dolly Parton challenge, I put up this picture from 2016. I was actually on a modeling shoot when I was still modeling.
Oh, she says just slips that into conversation.
Yeah. So it wasn't just like a random So actually, the reason why that picture is not part of my Tinder profile is because I don't want people to get the wrong idea. Do you know what I mean? You put up pictures like that, then people are just like, okay, you're only there for that thing.
Yeah, I told you that's why she keeps it on Instagram.
Because I'm like, I mean, on Tinder, it's not just for, you know, hookups. You do get people that actually are looking for the real thing. And I'm like, well, when
and
people look at
them.
My
example,
is there a tick box?
No,
for
but
that?
Hold on, like, you said that. You gave me that expression once.
Yeah, what? No, yeah, so.
If you're there for a short while, you had such a great expression.
No, but that's the thing. People will also tell you in
there. Not a long time.
People, yeah, something like that. Yeah, what was that?
Oh,
what was
you're
that?
You're there for a good time, not a long time.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah, I was talking about the shops.
So I don't want people to see my profile and then they're like, oh,
she's
here for a good time.
Yeah, a short time and a good time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is why I don't have that one. So that's how my...
jokes aside, in all seriousness, what percentage of people that are on Tinder are looking for longer-term relationships?
I don't think there are a lot.
Really?
I don't think there are a lot, but yeah, I've been very lucky as well that the people that I've actually
yes, you met some very nice people.
Yeah, so I'm very lucky that the
no, we've been through all of them.
Trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
Those are nice dating relationships.
Yeah, so
the American.
Yeah.
Very nice, living in Amsterdam.
Zanatti is basically the UN.
Yes, she is. She's the United Nations, Zanatti. She's bringing the world together, one man at a time. Zanatti, what happened with him? Have we been seeing him still?
Well, I mean, he's overseas, and that's where we leave it.
Did you check if he's a Donald Trump supporter?
No, they couldn't talk politics.
That criteria?
Like that.
We did actually talk a little bit about that.
Oh, really? She wants to show that she's not.
I'll update you if anything changes.
Oh.
Yes.
Keep us posted.
Right.
Is there an app to keep us posted?
Exactly. So, yeah. So, no, but that's the thing. People will tell you if they want to. I mean, I've had people telling me that, listen, I'm here for 3 months. and
no.
I'm in South Africa for 3 months.
I'm looking for a friend.
And I'm like, okay, cool. Good for you.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah. I've got a number of, tour operators that can take you around.
Maybe Zanatti is just part of the welcoming committee in South Africa. Part of Brand SA, which
exactly.
We can talk about.
Exactly.
Maybe she's going to give a positive.
No, you know what was South
country.
Africa's biggest mistake? Zanatti should have gone to Davos.
Exactly. Zanatti, I would have sent you to Davos.
Honestly, I need to.
They need you to. Brand South Africa needs you to.
Exactly. Can I do your hair and makeup?
I'm actually going to put that in my bio on Tinder.
What, future Davos ambassador?
Ambassador to Davos.
Part of the welcome committee.
I'm scared about that. I'm involved in so many different areas of marketing. I don't think I could get into Tinder marketing. First of all, I don't think I have a feel for it. But
no, I feel like you're trying to get it.
No, I do. I do like to understand all of these things. It's not
the nuances.
Yes, it's not because I've been married 29 years and I'm, you know, looking for a Tinder profile. But I do think this is so interesting because all of these things, and including the Dolly Parton challenge, mm-hmm. although it's nonsense and we laugh about it and it's cute and it's fun, but it actually gives a very, very, it's a very interesting critique on society today. How we view ourselves, how we present ourselves in different formats, mm-hmm. and how we need to be all of these different things. I find it fascinating.
Yeah, and that you need to have a different character and personality for everything that you're showing. And again, when prospective employers look at, like you go to a job interview, before they hire you, they have done a full recce on all your social media.
Mm-hmm. You see, I absolutely don't believe that there's anybody who's looking to employ somebody that doesn't look at their social media.
No,
and I think they'd be stupid too.
No, listen, if someone asks you in a conversation who, and I straight away go to social media.
Oh, it's true.
But you know this person? I go, no. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, yes, and their daughter. And actually, oh, they went with that friend. And you see the common people. And then
yes.
there's a full-on connection. And those 6 degrees of separation become
nothing.
Minus three.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely. Look, you can add the Jewish world to that where we, as it is, we're all related and interbred. So you add a bit of Facebook stalking to that, and it's a whole different world.
Exactly.
All right, Brand South Africa, we're not doing so well at the moment.
Yeah, so speaking about Zanati's foray into Davos, mm-hmm. Let's talk Davos. So in terms of where South Africa is at the moment, we may have had a few issues of late, potentially, you know, around some electricity issues, some airline issues, general country corruption, some sort of state capture. So all of that sort of conglomerates and comes to a place when you go to somewhere like Davos. So for those who do not know, Davos happens every single year in Switzerland. It is an absolute gathering of the world elite. It is world leaders. It is celebrities. It is influencers. It is 17-year-old girls from Sweden fighting for climate change.
Yeah.
I mean, are we even going to go to Greta?
No, I can't.
Anyway, and so 3,000 people attend. It is over $27,000 a ticket if you don't attend, and apparently a much higher price tag if you want to actually stay somewhere in the little village, because it is very small. But you'll walk around and you'll bump into the likes of Mark Zuckerberg, into like all of those celebs, CEOs. So this year, South Africa sent a delegation of 50 people, but alarmingly unpresent, or not present, was our president himself. So in previous years, what happened was, obviously, with Mandela, he went to Davos. It was actually, he went with Bertie Lavner, the late Bertie Lavner.
Oh, wow.
And what they actually did is they actually feel that that was a turning point. Bertie himself one day told me a story of when he was in Davos, and they actually had convinced Mandela to go with. And he landed, and at that point, it was like full on about, he had just come out of prison, and it was about communism and how he wanted to turn South Africa into sort of more of a communist state. And he took him to Davos, and he had meetings with world leaders where they had talked about communism and seen how it didn't work. And they actually said that that was a turning point for Mandela.
Wow, isn't that interesting?
Amazing, amazing story.
To some extent, I respect the fact that Ramaphosa is not in Davos.
Yes, I think he can't be at the moment.
He can't? Well, no. What's he selling?
Well, that's the whole point. So South Africa being there, in terms of Brand South Africa, so great, throw out some scarves. The head of Brand South Africa is there, the CEO. You do have our finance minister who's there. So you've got Tito Mboweni, you've got our Minister of Health and one of International Relations and Cooperation. But the reason he's not there is, what is he going to sell? So his first time that he went there, there's actually an amazing interview that is done with, I don't know if you saw it, I've gone completely blank now, Quest from CNN.
Yes, Richard Quest.
Yes, from CNN. And he actually does an interview where he starts talking about South Africa. And he says, you know, when the first time originally, again, when Ramaphosa came in, it was almost seen as like a Mandela image because he was seen to be like, you know, the savior of South Africa. And he sold this entire story of new South Africa, and we've got investment opportunities, and the country's changing, and it really is a place to invest. And I think now, when that whole delegation of 50 people goes from South Africa, what story are they really selling? I mean, we've got state capture that is like where there's been so much money stolen from the coffers that cannot even be nearly justified how that happened. You've got the national airline failing.
Yeah, it was a terrible, terrible statement by Richard Quest.
Yeah, and, so he was quite damning.
And
he said, well, tell us about the credibility. He goes, what credibility? Because we've lost credibility. And also on another note, Ramaphosa has to be here because there are rumors that in terms of the ANC and trying to oust him. So he has to be on home soil doing what he needs to do, and the most important things that he has to do basically right now is defend his.
Yeah, and I do think that there'll be severe criticism. I think if he went, we would be very critical. I think the fact that he didn't go is absolutely right. Stay home and get everything sorted out before you go and pretend that things are sorted.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, Bruce Whitfield is there, so he's the one who actually interviewed Richard Quest. And, I mean, they seem to be quite chummy, old Bruce Whitfield and Richard.
Yes, I saw that. Yes.
So that they are, and I mean, he discussed very, very important things, and he said that, if we think it's bad, it's worse. And, I mean, Richard Quest, I was very impressed with him. Did you see the interview?
I saw some of it, yes.
I was so impressed with him. He is so on the ball. He knows exactly what's going on.
And if you think about it, why should he know really what's going on in South Africa. We are so insignificant in terms of
world stage, and
we've made ourselves insignificant. Mm. You know, even on a political level, and we've spoken about it very often on the show. We've made total fools of ourselves. We stand with Venezuela. We stand. We've stood with Gaddafi. We stand with Iran. We stand with Hamas. We stand with China over Tibet. We do this over and over again. We have made complete. We've never stood up and defended the people of Zimbabwe. Instead, we've stood with a dictator in Zimbabwe. Over and over again, we have made complete fools of ourselves on an international stage where we had the opportunity after Mandela to actually be world leaders in reconciliation, in showing the world how to build something positive out of a horror. So to me, it is absolutely astounding. It is 8:53.